about 3 years now. And I actually come from a family of non-believers. But I came to know God when I was in school, in junior college in Singapore. So up to that point, I was actually attending church and youth group on a regular basis. But I haven't really experienced God at that point in time. It was really just something that I do, you know, every Sunday with my classmates. And then after my junior college, my attendance to church was sporadic. And it was only up to 2007 when I relocated to Hong Kong. I was invited to SP by two of my friends. I started to attend SP on a regular basis in 2009. That was just right in the middle of the financial crisis. And I was seeking for spiritual comfort. Because because it was a really tough time for us during that time. We see a lot of our closest friends at work got laid off, and it was really tough. And then after the financial crisis, I think things became fairly normal at work, and things was back to normal, and I was, you know, no longer worried for, you know, my job security. I was more concerned about my own career progression at work. So as I was trying to get my promotion, and when I got passed the second time for my promotion, I felt God was calling me to take a break from work. And so I obeyed, but not completely. I started to look at different job opportunities, and at the same time, I explore doing a study, an art study in London. It took a few months, and I did not get any job offers, or rather my job opportunities actually all fell through. But I did get accepted to school in London. But even then, I did not quit my job, because having a job was quite important for me. But then, you know, just before the retreat, when I was taking the EJ class, I felt... I felt God was giving me a very strong message that I should trust Him and just take this break that He told me to. So the message was actually reinforced during retreat with all the sermons that P. Dom and P. Yong gave. So I finally took the leap, and I quit my job 3 days after retreat, not knowing really what I was going to do. And I always thought that I should just go to school and see what happened next. So about 2 weeks after I quit, I was called by one of my clients, who gave me a job offer to go to France. It was very unexpected. They just heard that I have resigned and I was planning to go to London, and they just thought that they needed somebody to be in charge of their French operation. And having worked with me before, they thought that I was a perfect candidate for that. So it was something quite unexpected, and really it was just God's hand in this. So I just felt that God has shown how much He loves me, and I just want to go through baptism today because I want to make a public declaration of how much I love Him too. So, yeah.
Okay, so do you silence sports? Do you receive Eileen Yao as your sister in Christ? Yes. Amen. Thank you. Okay, this time let's welcome up John Choi to the front.
Morning. My name is John. So, my life before meeting Jesus, it was a big party. You know, I had a good time. Didn't think much. You know, just enjoyed my day every day, having a good time, and didn't have any thought for my consequences of all my actions. I was very self-centered. Up until the day I surrendered to God, life seemed very good on a superficial level. But inside, there was a void in me, and I was miserably lost. My wife and I, we were struggling in our marriage. And we were so close to, breaking up. We were at a point where she was ready to leave me. So, not too long ago, it was at a Sunday service at SP that my life changed. Funny thing was, actually, I wasn't planning to go to church that day. Every time I used to go to church, it was done begrudgingly because I was forced to go by my wife. But surprisingly, this Sunday, I came back home from my parents' place, and just by sheer chance, I ran into my wife, and she was coming down the elevator, and I asked her where she was going, and she said she was going to church. And at that moment, I felt compelled to go with her. So I asked if I could tag along. And she let me. And, for the first time, I wanted to go to church. I wanted to go, and not begrudgingly or felt like against my will or it was a chore, but it was something I wanted to do. Funny thing is, though, later that I discovered from my wife, really, that she was going to church that day, and she was praying. She was going to pray to get an answer from God as to whether or not to leave me. Luckily for me, she didn't get that affirmation, and we're still here together. Instead, something else had happened that day. And, as I came to church that day, I knew something would be different. The music was playing, and Jung was singing. And, I found myself a spot, and I stood there with my hands together and my eyes closed, and I looked up, And at that moment, I felt a physical presence. Just a physical warm presence, that just came over me, and it was bright. I mean, I had my eyes closed, but it was bright, and maybe it was the stained glass window that the sunlight shining through. But in my opinion, I thought it was the Holy Spirit, and I felt something, and I found myself in tears. So at that moment, I came to reflect on myself, on my life, and realized just how tired I was.
how hopeless things life had been. You know, the struggles in marriage and the difficulties we had. You know, that there was just this void in me. But, you know, at that moment, I wanted it to be filled. And, you know, I discovered, you know, that at that time, I wanted to find salvation. I wanted forgiveness from God. And I was ready to accept Jesus Christ into my life. You know, Pisan gave a good analogy that day. And he said, going to church was like filling up at the gas station. And I've been running on empty for many years. And that day, God filled me up full. You know, I realized I've been a terrible sinner. You know, and I wanted to be different. I asked Christ, you know, that day on the spot, I said, you know, in my heart, God, I want you to change my life. I was never a truly spiritual person before this experience, you know, but somehow and a change had occurred in me, and I felt a desire to know him more, you know, to discover what God's purpose was for me and to learn from him how to truly live. Since that day, everything looks much different. There's a new sense of purpose in life, you know, God's purpose for me. You know, I feel it's much greater than myself alone, and that I can be put to its proper use. That feeling of hopelessness, you know, is no longer there, and the inner need in me has been filled with Jesus' love. After receiving Christ, you know, my relationship with my wife, who I've known for almost 13 years, you know, since college, it's been the best it's ever been. You know, we're much happier together. We're forgiving of each other, and we love each other. So I've been given a second opportunity in life, and I want to live it to the fullest for his purpose. I'm new at this Christian life, you know, as I've only accepted Christ not too long ago. But I want to be baptized today because I realized that life without Christ, before meeting Jesus, it was fraught with despair and disobedience towards God. But through Jesus Christ, you know, I know that I've been saved, and now I can live a righteous life for his glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
No, stay here. Do you receive John Choi as your brother in Christ? Amen. Amen. And now let's welcome up Lena Luke to the front.
Hi, I'm Lena. My testimony would be on a lighter note. Let me put on my glasses. Okay, today I want to be baptized because I want to dedicate my life to God and have a closer relationship with him. Let me tell you a little bit about my life. I mean my spiritual life, before and after meeting Jesus and how I met him. Life before meeting Jesus. One, despite being a Christian, I didn't go to church. And I was very ignorant about Jesus. And two, I was deeply involved with feng shui, fortune-telling, occult, tarot cards, crystal. All the bad things. Sorry, God. Three, I was afraid of the dark, and I always felt insecure for no reason. And then John, my son, sitting in front, he was always complaining to me that I don't have a relationship with God. I said, I see. But actually, I didn't understand relationship with God, you know. And then he also said he would want to meet me in heaven someday. And I said, uh-huh. And then one night, I was feeling so sick from a flu. I felt like dying. And then I went to look for John and looking for some sympathy. And then he said, "Don't worry, Mom, we will die all day, and we were only in transit on this earth." I said, "Yeah, but where are we going, you know?" And frankly speaking, at that time, I had no idea what he was talking about. The next part, how I met Jesus. Okay, this is quite interesting. There have been a few encounters. One is, the first thing, I think God has been giving me many messages before to ask me to go back to him, but I just didn't get it. And so this year, I started to experience a series of miracle healings. First is healing of my uneven legs. And as I saw how my left leg grew, now I know that that's Jesus. It's got to be Jesus. Praise God. And the second miracle healing is my ears. You see, I had some complication with my ears. And the doctors, the top doctors, could not pinpoint exactly what the problem was. And they said there's no cure. Of course, I was depressed and I panicked. And so Chelsea, my daughter-in-law, talked to me every night about Jesus. But one night, I felt so hopeless and desperate that I fell on my knees and cried out to Lord for help. And amazingly, the next day, my good friend Ingrid Kwok called. She's a very fervent Christian, and she gave me a prophetic word, wax. And so to make the long story short, a few days later, the doctor called and said, your ears are okay now. We don't see anything wrong, and it's just a simple wax, and we can remove it anytime. And but even today, and before I was thinking of going to Stanford to check and having all these procedures done, and I spoke to about like 5 surgeons in the States, and then I asked the doctors, and then they said they couldn't explain why, and I got well. But I know, of course, God healed my ears, and he answered my prayers through other people. Praise God. And then a few years ago, when John came back from the States, he always had some church friends come over to our place to hang out. And they're so nice people, fun and entertaining. But I didn't know much about SB then. So over the years, very naturally and gradually, they have firmly planted the seeds of Christ in my heart. They did not have the intention, but they did it. They did it. So thank you. And Pastor Nate, Kenny, Janie, and Grace. But Grace is not here today. Grateful forever. And later, I found out that Pastor Nate and John spent a lot of time fighting some spiritual wars in my home. Because I had so many of those feng shui stuff around, you know. I mean, it's disgusting. And I was blinded by the enemies. So, okay, life after meeting Jesus. Of course, I'm not afraid of the dark now, and I feel peace, joy, shalom. And Jesus is awesome. And the last thing I want to ask Jesus is to forgive my sins, and I want to declare Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Church, do you receive Lena as your sister in Christ? Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. So now we get to the fun part. Can I ask the worship team to come up? And what we typically do here at church is we want to soak the whole experience in prayer. And so we're going to go in the order that they gave their testimonies, and I'll be inside the tub in a moment. And if you are a friend, a house church member, family member, we typically do 2 different prayer lines, and we have going in line? I don't know what that is. Just preparation line. And just to bless them. And then we have a receiving prayer afterwards. And so Monica is going to try to administrate it up here. It's going to be a bit chaotic. Just enjoy. Just watch. This is a life-changing event for people, especially as they just obey God and as he asks us to be baptized. And baptism is just a beautiful picture of our life in God. We die, we're buried, and then God resurrects us. And so we're going to expect that they're going to really experience God through their obedience in this way. And so Eileen's going to go first. And so the worship team is going to lead us. For you to enjoy worshiping the Lord and praying. And as the people come up, you can come and lay hands. And it's okay if it gets loud and messy. Don't worry. We're a loud and messy church. So it works fine for us, okay? And so bless you guys. Go ahead. Thank you.
because you were forsaken. Say
Sorry. You know, this is my birthday gift to you. Not this. I actually prepared a message, but I think we can save it for next week. So when we rise to our feet and let's sing together and let's just thank the Lord for incredible testimonies. You know, I really felt like the testimonies that were shared today much better than any sermon I could ever preach in my life. And so afterwards, please go and say thank you for just the word that they shared with us and the life that Jesus Christ has transformed in their lives and our lives as well. And I pray that their testimony was challenging to us as well in that way. And so before we close our service, I just want to welcome back John. John Chang is back from the Army. So Ayam has her husband back, as well as David Poe and their father back, so praise God. I will say, I was bragging to the Singaporean brothers that the Korean Army is, like, tougher. So I was expecting you to come back lean and mean, man, huh? It's okay, look good, look good. All right, let's sing this together as we close our service. Let's worship the Lord.
Father, that we thank you that you love us, God, and that you save us, Lord. God, you saved our lives, Lord. You saved our health. You saved our mental health, God. Lord, you save us from our troubles, God. You save us in our marriages, Lord. You save us in our relationships. God, you are the great Lord and Savior. And we come today, God, and we're reminded, Lord, by our three friends of how good you are, God. Help us now in this week, Lord, to live out that goodness to others around us. God, to always remember you, Lord. And we thank you so much, God. We are so blessed. God, now help us to be a blessing, Lord. We bless you, God. We love you, Lord. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, shalom, from this day forever. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Would you hug someone next to you? Say, God bless you. Enjoy some refreshments. Please congratulate our baptism candidates. And we'll see you guys this week in prayer.